I always had this ability to really connect with people, but also feel what they were feeling, which I didn't understand. It was just like, who am I? What am I doing here? Am I supposed to be here? So when I was younger, I felt it overpowering, not knowing how or what it was, no one to connect with about it, being highly empathic, intuitive, sensitive, to energetics. No one understood that. And in my world, I had nobody to discuss that with. So unfortunately, I took a turn and turned to substances to numb myself.
Hey there, welcome back. I'm Karen Hall, your host of the Hero Within podcast. I'm passionate about sharing inspiring true stories of unsung heroes who've overcome some of life's most challenging adversities. Come along with me and learn how you too can find hope and healing to return to love. Welcome to the Hero Within podcast today. I'm Karen Hall, and our guest is Lisa Urbanski. Thank you for being with us, Lisa.
Hi, I am so excited to be here.
Well, we can't wait to hear your story. Lisa has an incredible story of overcoming, and she is a holistic wellness advocate hailing from a small town in Manitoba, Canada. Her passion is personal growth and helping others so that they can unlock their potential. What an amazing thing to help other people unlock their potential. And having done that personally in your own life, you have so much authenticity to help other people overcome. And so you're known as the unconventional conventional woman. Could you tell us a little bit about that moniker that you have?
Yeah, so that was something that just kind of developed recently. And over time, I was thinking of how do I want to be known, and what's catchy thing to send out there into the public. And that's just who I am. And so I was thinking one day, I'm the unconventional conventional woman. And so it just kind of stuck. And then I've been just rolling with it.
How would you describe yourself? What part is unconventional and what part is conventional?
So I think from a really young age, I felt like I was kind of like alone in the world. So even in a room full of 100 people, being in a classroom with my peers, being in an environment in an office, I just felt like, am I the only one seeing, feeling these things in the world?
You know, Lisa, this is so interesting because I have felt those same feelings throughout my life. I have felt very lonely. I felt like I was the only one that was perceiving things the way I did or feeling the way that I did. And many times people have told me they can't relate to me. And so that compounds that feeling, and it validates the feeling that I am alone. When did you first notice that with yourself?
I think I noticed it from a very young age. I always had this ability to really connect with people, but also feel what they were feeling, which I didn't understand until later on in life as I grew to know myself on a deeper level and going through many trials and tribulations, of course. And I always had this like intuitive insight, which I also never understood. And then you try and explain that as like a 5 or 6 or 7 year old. And then people are like, she needs to go see the doctor, right? Welcome to Western medicine. So it was challenging in those ways. Now that I can understand that, piece that together, but going through it, it was just like, who am I? What am I doing here? Am I supposed to be here? Kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
At first felt like it was too much because I'm from a small town, and for my 12th birthday, I had a party, and everyone brought alcohol to that party. And when I felt that, and I don't feel that strong emotion anymore, and I was like, that kind of feels good. So when I was younger, I felt it overpowering, not knowing how or what it was, no one to connect with about it, being highly empathic, intuitive, sensitive, to energetics. No one talks about that when you're going to school. No one teaches that. No one understood that. And in my world, I had nobody to discuss that with. So unfortunately, I took a turn and turned to substances to numb myself. And I turned to substances because I felt like they made me a superhero. I felt like taking something would give me the backbone or the confidence because I always felt this power inside me that I could create change in the world, but I felt like I needed something to take, like Superman puts a suit on. I felt like a substance would help me get there. And that's the story I told myself until at 30, I finally got sober.
Wow. Are you a highly sensitive person, an HSP? Have you ever been evaluated for that?
I am a highly sensitive person, 100%. Yes, 1,000%.
So am I. And so being
Wow.
the combination of being an HSP and an empath and having this gift of being able to be in tune with energetics and with downloads, divine downloads and things like that, it is a lot to take on. And it is overwhelming. And to be a child and not have anybody to talk to about that, I can see where that would be too much at times. Yeah, how did you find out that you were an HSP? Did you talk to someone that identified that for you, or how did you figure that out?
Yeah, so when I was like addicted to substances, it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I found like my best friend, it was like 18, and a friend of mine was using opiates, and I tried it. And when I tried it, I was like, oh my God, I feel so good. And I felt like in that moment, it was like we were like this. Opiates and me, that was it. That was my thing. After experimenting for a long time. And so we had a long relationship. So I'm using these things, but it was felt disconnected. And I know this isn't my life. I can feel like I can make a difference in the world. I want to be a community champion. I want to help people feel better. And so when I finally made peace with getting sober and like finally being done with opiates, I went down a path of learning how to feel good on my own. So I started doing manifestation. I started doing yoga, sort of connecting with myself and my inner power. And once you start doing that, I was like, oh my God, I love all this. I'm talking to naturopaths. And then I found these articles and podcasts on what an HSP was. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Like, this is who I am.
Right.
I was raised in a small town in the country. I was raised with this crazy work ethic. So my dad worked his butt off. My mom worked her butt off. And what I found when I was connecting with other people is that I found I was really disinterested quickly if they weren't deep thinkers or had the ability to go like into their emotional intellect and tell me more. Like talking about the weather, I was like, one more person tells me about the weather, I'm going to like lose it, right? So
It's so boring. It's so boring.
right. And so from a young age, I'm like, I don't know who to talk to. I've been told you're too much. You're too much to handle. Tone it down. Why do you have to be so introspective on everything? And then I just learned
Yes.
to be like, you know what? If that's what you think, you're not my person. And I need to surround myself with people that appreciate that about me. And now I know how to share those gifts. So,
Yes. Oh, I heard that too. And
you're too much. You're too much.
yeah, you're too much. And it was always like, I remember one time I heard, do you always have to talk about feelings? Is that all you ever talk about? And I was like, that's the most interesting thing to talk about. It's so boring to me to talk about the weather or something. I was just like, it was so dull to me. But to talk about what was going on inside our minds and how we were processing things and what we were learning and how we were feeling, that was what lit me up.
Totally. It was so
Right.
funny, Karen, last week. So my partner, he was getting ready for work and he starts the question with, this is kind of a weird question, but, and I'm like, I'm so excited right now. Like you're going deep. Like those are the types of things I just love because it's real life.
It is real life. No wonder we connected because I am exactly the same way. I'm just like,
Totally.
skip all the superficial stuff. And you're probably the exact same way.
Totally, totally. I can get past that, and people feel come as they would do with you too. And I can feel that with you is a real comfort. And we talk about like the deepest thing. The joke is when I go to the bathroom, I come back with a million stories because people, I like sit there and have like a therapy session with people sometimes, and it's the best.
Lisa, that makes me laugh so hard because if I'm going to the store, my husband says, you can't go to the store without it taking over an hour. He says, you have this sign on your head that says, tell me your story.
Yes, I have
It's
that on a
probably the same.
t-shirt. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is so funny. It's just no wonder that we connected. And so it's so awesome to have you share your story on the Hero Within, because you have a hero within, and that hero has been wanting to get out and wanting to express herself and wanting to share the message with the world. And I want to go back just a little bit more about dealing with the addiction, because there can be a lot of challenges when people are struggling to feel better about themselves and they're turning to substances. How did you move from the feeling that it helped you feel better about yourself, so there was that attraction to it, to cope with all of that input and all of those feelings that you were too much or not enough in some ways? How did you make that transition to feeling better?
Yes, you know what, Karen, it's so magical. I'm a true believer that the universe kind of delivers when you things when you're ready. And I woke up one day and I was just like, I am done and I am ready. And as an addict, if you're not ready and if you're not willing, you're never going to get sober. So to my family, to my friends, to the people that loved me who were trying to help me, they couldn't have done anything because it was in my mind and I needed to be ready. So I say it was the day that the universe gave me the next phase of my life, and I felt ready to take it on. And so it was so difficult because when you're going through that, nothing is fun. Nothing feels good because your dopamine, serotonin, your brain chemicals are so messed up, and they're so used to being filled with something that masks every, like it just, your body feels good because of that. So the withdrawal, the depression, the anxiety, the everything was just there. And so I just took it moment to moment and then eventually learned little things that helped me. So the right podcasts, learning about mindset, personal development, which I've been obsessed with since I was five. So it was like I had it in me, right? So what I would recommend to someone is like really get a mentor, like just like become obsessed with someone that you want to be like. And what I would tell someone who has someone in their life that's struggling is like, you have to meet them where they are. And unfortunately, it's not going to change until they're ready or they have that piece. So, yeah, it's such a complex, complicated subject.
It is complex, and I got the feeling that it was a process of having the desire to overcome and wanting something different for yourself.
I was in and out of rehabs and while doing university. So that piece that I held on to of knowing I was a powerful being that can help the world, I held on to that and I still went to university. I did the drugs in the parking lot and I went to class. I did the drugs on the drive home. I studied and I made it work. I guess I don't know, that's an entrepreneur for you, right? But in a negative way, like that was a very unhealthy lifestyle. But I functioned until I couldn't function anymore, bowed down to it and said, okay, I give up, I surrender. How can I fix this? And so it was when I surrendered, my mind and the universe opened me up to a path of recovery that I just took blindly, holding on to that feeling that I was going to be okay.
What was it that caused you to notice that you weren't functioning? You said, I functioned until I wasn't. What was that moment?
I think it's a combination, and it's as much as you love your substance, when you use it, it's hard. So you wake up, you're in withdrawal, you don't have the substance, you're just a mess. So you got to find how to get it, how to pay for it. And it's just like a cycle of crazy. I just got sick and tired of that chaos. And I just knew deep down that I was like, I knew there was so much more for me to give and that I was just wasting all of that away. And my parents really drove that work ethic into me from a young age. And that was probably one of the things that I really had ingrained in me is like, you've got this. So I had my drug addiction, but I still like succeeded and had the good jobs and stuff. I just hid it well until I couldn't hide it anymore and then just said, I can't. I need to fix this.
That is incredible. I mean, very high functioning addict. What was it that then you held on to that gave you that momentum to stay sober?
When I started learning about manifestation, about energy, about yoga, then I'm like, wow, I connect with that stuff. And then I started feeling good without anything. And so then I was learning mindset tools, how to use my breath to calm my nervous system. Then I was going to my natural path to get the right things to put in my body. And so I kind of taught myself how to be a mindset expert, how to advocate for my health based on intuitive feelings and what my body needs. And then I began to really love myself and see myself in the way that I always felt was there. And that was powerful.
Very powerful to start loving yourself instead of finding fault with yourself. And that's a massive shift.
Yeah, I think it was like a process of learning along the way. And when I finally was open up to the world and I'm like, wow, the opportunities and what I can do and seeing other people succeed after they went through something was powerful. I started to really feel good, body, mind, and soul. So.
So if I were an addict and I was coming to you and I said, Lisa, help me. I still am tempted to go back to that world because life gets so stressful and I need help. What would be the tools that you would teach me?
Oh man, everybody has a lot of different needs in their life, right? So we have a need for socialization. We have a need to have a purpose. We have a creative outlet. And so I would just want to find out what was missing. I would just work with them on getting to know what they were doing, what they were feeling, and then adding pieces into their life that was manageable or figuring that out, because I think until you really have balance in those ways, it's really easy to want to fill a void with a substance if that's what you're used to.
Right. This is really powerful because I think that those voids are massive. And I think that we seek to fill those holes in our heart. We don't feel that deeper connection with nature, with other people, with our higher power or the universe in our spiritual side. It reminds me of the song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And I think that naturally we seek to fill those holes in the best way that we can.
Yeah, I think one of the major things that people do is they don't process emotion. So you feel anxiety with this fast-paced world we're in. It's like, what can I do to fix that? We run around trying like run from it. Instead of running from it, you need to sit there and feel it until it dissipates and it does go away. So that was a tool, but I'm 40, and so the beginning of last year I was starting to feel the effects of hormonal changes of those things that you go through, perimenopausal stuff, right? And so I'm also a community champion. I run a therapy dog program, and I was just so uninspired and feeling like crap. And my friend is posting about this frequency charged nutrition stuff, and it's these seven mushrooms, aminos, methylated vitamins, and 11 frequencies that are infused in this product. And the science is it's supposed to balance your eight internal organ systems, balance mind, body, soul, so you can function as you should. And so I had my first experience with their staple product, and it just blew my mind. It just made me feel so good in so many ways. And as an empath and someone who's here to serve, I need a truckload of that, and I need everybody to know about this.
And being a highly sensitive person, I can imagine that you could detect, oh, I feel this way, and I feel this other thing, and I feel this benefit. I imagine that you were very in tune with the change and the contrast from taking it and not taking it.
Totally. It's like tapping into that energy that you know is there, but you don't know how to get to it. People don't even know that they don't have to be feeling the way they're feeling. And I didn't know, but now I know what it feels like to feel so good and naturally.
And that reminds me of what you're talking about now, to be able to see and to feel the details of things that were missing in your life. It probably brought you so much joy to be able to
Yeah.
feel so good in contrast to how you had felt.
Totally. And yeah, exactly. It's that big contrast of like knowing what it feels like to not feel good and then feeling just like so clear-minded and focused and energetic. And it was like in that moment, I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur 100% and I'm the CEO of my own life. And I feel so good. I'm gonna just like spread my message and just try and help as many people as I can.
I can see how that would be such a benefit after working and working and working and not really gaining the traction. And you know what the other thing that what I hear in you is that you found a purpose for yourself.
Yes.
And that to me is one of the most important things in life, is that when we feel like we have a purpose, we have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. We have a reason to endure the difficulties and the challenges that are out there. And so now for you to have the purpose to help other people overcome and to unlock their full potential, and then to see that happening within people, to watch them light up. Oh, I just imagine that brings you so much joy.
Yeah, the best things, I mean, within my therapy dog program, it's like being in the action and seeing these dogs making all this impact in the community in such a way and just helping people bring them from like this high state of anxiety and their nervous system just goes like this.
And
That is
that's,
why I do it. That is why. And then I send gratitude to the world. And when
yes.
I'm in yoga, I literally send gratitude to the world and love to everybody. And just like, I'm very much in tune with that frequency of giving and abundance and having that flow back and forth in my world. And it's been so powerful.
That is amazing. So I want to thank you, Lisa, for sharing your story with all of our guests on The Hero Within, because we're an audience that loves to hear about how unsung heroes navigate adversity and how they find hope and healing. And you have showed us that. You just have epitomized the whole message of the hero within. And so thank you for being a hero and for sharing your story with us today.
Well, I'm so grateful that you came into my life and I came into your life. And I have so much respect for what you do. And I'm so honored that you had me on your show. So thank you so much. And I really hope to meet you in person because I love you so much. We're so similar. I
Thank
just
you.
want to hang out.
I receive that, and I feel the same way. We could just have the best talks.
Yes, totally. And then our partners can be like, yes, we're off the hook for a while.
Let's go watch the
Oh my God, that is 1,000% accurate. So anyway, thank
Well,
you so
so
much.
Lisa, if you don't mind, if telling us how we can connect with you. Of course, we'll have all of this in the show notes for all of our listeners. So don't worry, we'll have it all for you where you can find it. But if you could also just tell us out loud, Lisa, how we can connect with you.
Okay, so I think the easiest way to be just to send me a text message for now so we can book a meeting. I do have a calendar, meeting link, so to book an appointment with me for a consultation or just for a one-on-one like networking chat. So that'll be in your notes as well for people if
Yes.
they want to connect with me. So I think that'd be the easiest way actually.
Perfect.
But yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, we will include that so that you can all connect with Lisa. And I know I'm going to be connecting with her again because
Yes.
I didn't get enough time with her today. But thank you all for being with us and for sharing Lisa's story and for celebrating her amazing story of overcoming her addictions and overcoming the challenges that she faced in her life. So I celebrate you, Lisa. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.